If you don't get in line with the principle, you'll be stuck fussing, whining, and complaining all day long.
Now for 5745 More Abundance Part 2.
Thank you for joining Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the Word. And today is actually part 2 of a series called More Abundance from Matthew chapter 13 verse 12, which reads, "For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." The last message, part 1, which is message number 5744 on Brothers of the Word, I explained in detail the principle. The principle of what the world calls the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and how this principle is a spiritual principle, how Jesus mentioned it multiple times, how he gave examples of it, and if we don't understand the principle, we will stay on the have-not end, and we need to understand this principle clearly. So it's a three-part. Part 1, the principle. Part 2, which is what we'll mainly deal with today, the place. Where are you in that principle? And number 3, the plan. How do you move from one to the other? And just to reemphasize, in Matthew chapter 25, beginning at the 14th verse, New King James Version, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability." I want you to understand that first of all. The master gave to each servant according to his own ability. He knew what they could handle. And he gave each one of them according to their ability. And immediately he went on a journey. "Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them." First of all, I want you to understand, Jesus, he was talking about money. "Went and hid his Lord's money. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' Then, now also, he who had received the 1 talent was also the one with the least ability, because the Lord gave to them each according to their own ability." So this was the man who had the least ability. He already had the least amount, and he was given the least amount. "Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received my own back with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Now, the one thing I want you to understand is verse 26 out of that 25th chapter of Matthew. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. This is what the master said to him. You knew the principle. You knew the principle. You knew I gathered where I have not scattered seed. You knew I reap where I have not sown. You knew the principle. Now, the principle even here does not seem to be just. Why would the master want to gather where he has not sown seed? Why would he want to reap where he has not sown? The principle, even that doesn't sound like it's just. It doesn't sound like it's fair. Just like it doesn't sound like it's just and it's fair for the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer. It doesn't sound fair for those who have to be added unto and they'll have more abundantly and those who have not to be taken away. None of that sounds fair. But what the master told him is this, you knew how I was. You knew the principle. You knew the principle. You knew that more would be added to those who have and folk who don't have is going to be taken. You knew the principle. You knew the principle. And you went and hid the stuff in the ground, and you did not abide and live by the principle. So the principle is clear. That's why I spent that whole last message just explaining and outlining and detailing, show you where Jesus said the principle over and over and over and over again. So don't waste your time fussing about the principle. Don't waste your time complaining about it. They already got a whole lot. Why are they getting more? It's the principle. So don't waste your time. You knew the principle, at least after today, you know the principle. And the master told him clearly, you knew who I was. And you went and hid this stuff and was not productive. You had the least amount of talent. I gave you the least, but so what? That's the whole principle. You got to take what you got. And you be complaining about how little you got. Take what you got and use that. You knew the principle. So now today we deal with the place. Where are you? Where are you dealing with this principle? Jesus divided people into two groups. There was no middle. He divided it into two groups. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has, and some verses say even what he thinks he has, will be taken away. He divided things into two groups. Everyone who has, and him who does not have. Now, which group do you fall in? There's only two groups, everyone who has and him who does not have. Now, if you're in the group that does not have, there's no need fussing about the principle. That's where part three comes in, the plan of how you get out of that group. See, you can fuss all day long about you ain't got this, you don't have that. You can fuss all day long about systems, about government, about what you're born with. You can fuss until you blue in the face, black in the face, or red in the face. You can fuss all day long. It will not change one single thing. You got to understand the principle, and then you got to know where you are, and then you got to have a plan to move. Fussing, complaining, whining, not only does it not do you any good, it actually sets you back. So all that does no good to just fuss and complain about it. And even when there's revolution and revolution happens and they take all the rich folk out and the revolutionaries take over, it's not but 10 years later, all that stuff is back reinstated. Because you're not dealing with a people, you're dealing with a principle. And you cannot change principles. So even when you go to revolutions and look at all that stuff, when they up it, you go right back to them same countries a few years later, you got a different set of folk in power, but the principle is still in place. So if you don't get in line with the principle, you'll be stuck fussing, whining, and complaining all day long. So it's only two groups, those who have and those who don't have. Now, the problem, and this is why folk don't preach on this, because nobody likes to recognize if they're not in the have group. And it's not even politically correct to talk about it. It's just not politically correct. That's why there are virtually no sermons on it. But Jesus talked a whole lot about it. And it's a basic principle that if you don't understand it, you are relegated and doomed to stay stuck where you are because you don't understand and don't abide by the principle. There are only two groups. And he gave two criteria for the haves and one criteria for the have-nots. The haves, he says this, more will be given and they will have abundance. The have-nots, he says this, what he has will be taken away. So Jesus divided it into two groups and then he gave you criteria so you could judge what group you're in. If you are getting more and if you have abundance, you in the have group. If your stuff seems to be shrinking, you in the have not. As plain as that. Now, it's not pleasant. You all, please excuse me, but this is not pastor speaking this. These are from the words of Jesus. Some of us just choose to ignore it because some of Jesus' stuff was just rough. It really was. When you go look at it, it was just rough. We all like to love, and I'm going to just give y'all in. You know, we just like that flowery rose. We don't like this kind of talk. But it's real. He divided folk into two groups, the haves and the have-nots, and he gave you two criteria for the haves. They will get more, and they will have abundance. And he gave you one criteria for the have-nots. Even that which they have will be taken away from them. This is the law. It's the rule. It's through all of history. It's through all culture. It's through all races. It's through all religions. You can check it. You can go through every history book there is. You will find this principle operating in every single one of them. So you have to just decide. First of all, you need to honestly recognize where you are. And this is a part of self-reflection. It's sometimes a little bitter for us, but we got to recognize where we are. Which side am I on? Am I in the haves or I am in the have-nots? So that's the first thing you got to do is recognize where you are. And then I'll get to the plan on next week. But today I just want to focus on just recognizing where we are. First thing, just look at whether more is being given to you or whether it's being taken away. Simple as that. Is more being given to you? Or is it being taken away? And see, there are multiple areas, number one. And number two, there are seasons. You can be a have in one area and a have not in another area. There are multiple areas, even just in what God spoke to me personally and for my family. He gave me five things. And these five things, I spoke a whole sermon about it. And we call it at the house, we call it SBTOT. It makes it easy for them to remember. Serve me, take care of the temple, obtain wisdom, the crops of your field, and the other one, be in correct fellowship with your brother. So it makes them easy for them to remember, and all of my children and my wife, they all know these five things that God has spoken for our family, and they relate basically to everybody's situation in one form or another. Number one is simply serve me. It's your relationship with God, and if you're close to God, you're either a have or a have not. When I dealt with the series dealing on how to get into heaven, Jesus' whole thing was based on one thing, doing the will of my Father. Serve me. Serve God. That's what God spoke to me. First thing, serve me. And I understood what that serve me. When I serve God, it serves me. The more I do for God, the more it helps me. So the first question, are you a have or a have not with serving God? And you generally will not stay the same. Stuff is just not stagnant. When you're really serving God, you find you start doing more and more for God. You really, really do. You start doing more and more for God. God begins speaking to you more and more, and you become more and more God-centered. When you're not serving him, his voice gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and you get further and further away from truly doing what God has told you to do. First question, just take an inventory in that one thing, your relationship with God, which is the number one thing. Which direction is that going? Which direction is that going? You know, even Jesus talked about the lukewarm. He said, look, either I'd rather have you hot or cold, but lukewarm, I'm going to just spew you out of your mouth. You either have or have not. You either serving God or you not. You really either serving, and that doesn't mean just sitting in church. You either serving God. You are doing his will. You're listening for his word in your life. You either actively serving God or you're not. And when you actively serve him, the more you serve him, the more he speaks, and the more you move in his presence and his way. Serve me. Second thing he said was be in correct fellowship with your brother. That's relationships. And I often wonder, I said, Lord, why you didn't tell me just be in correct fellowship with my wife? He didn't tell you that with the two main commandments. He said, love the Lord your God, basically everything you got, and you should love your neighbor as yourself. I said, why didn't you put that in the family? He didn't do it. He started with neighbor. So he told me that primarily because I got brothers, most of them. I came from a family of brothers, and in my family, all of my children are boys. So they got to learn how to get along well at the house first. If you don't get along with your brother and your sister at home, chances are you're going to have some issues everywhere else. So the question in your relationship, how are your relationships going? Are you a have or a have not? Is more being added to your relationship or is it getting colder and colder and colder? It's going one way or the other. They don't stay the same. It's going one way or the other. How is your relationship going? With the person or the people who you are closest to. How is it going? I just saw Clayton just reach over and put his arm around his wife. Yeah, how is your relationship going? This is real. It's a very simple thing. And see, this thing carries through to everybody you connected to. It really does. It carries through to almost everybody you connected to. How are your relationships going? They're going one way or another. You either in the have, and see, when you have good relationships, there's something about that, you get more good relationships. Folk who have problem with a couple of folk end up having problem with a couple of more folk, and a couple of more folk, and a couple of more folk. You ever notice that? So when you got bad relationships, more are added unto you. The same thing works in positive or negative. How are your relationships? This is some cold self-analysis that you need to do. First thing you can tell it by checking your history. That tells you a whole lot. If you about on your 28th relationship, that tells you something. So how are relationships? Have or have not? Take care of the temple. For me, that's got two meanings. The temple is the body, but I'm also in charge of the church. I got to take care of both of them. How's your body doing? It's either getting better or worse. It don't stay the same because you're getting older. It's getting better or worse. Which way is it going? And God spoke to me a couple of weeks ago. He said, you have the ability. You can be faster, stronger, and have more endurance than you ever had in your life. I said, good grief, God. I'm in the city. He said, you can be faster, stronger, and have more endurance than you ever had in your life. The thing about it, I got to do more than I've ever done in my life. But I can have it. See, if I just kind of, you know, walk slowly along, the problem is I'm going to move to that have not end because my health is going to start declining because age works against you once you get to a certain age. So if you don't start doing more, your health just go down because, you know, one thing go to busting and the next thing go to hurting. Then one thing you can't have move. You know what I'm saying? If you don't actively do something, you're going down and down and down and down. And it gets to the point where you just can't barely move. My mother's sitting right there. My mother will be 84 years old right now. I was over at my mother's house one day, and she was coming from her living room to her bedroom, and I just saw my mother. She didn't know I was watching her, and I saw my mother. She was doing this. I said, good grief, this woman is nearly 84 years old, and she just moving, but she rides her bicycle every day, and she gets healthier and healthier, and whoever hath, it shall be added unto. How is your body? Which direction is your health going? It's going one way or the other. Because to those who have, it shall be added unto. To those who have not, even that they have will be taken away. The fourth thing he spoke to me, obtain wisdom. Which way is your knowledge going? Which way is your knowledge going? One of the things I have to do on my daily program is study 2 hours a day. I got a degree. I've written 6 books. I've got all this knowledge. Yet still, what I found about people who have knowledge, they're constantly getting more knowledge. I'm sitting up in a class with folk who already have a lot of knowledge. I'm sitting up in a place where people have already read a ton of books. Whoever hath, it shall be added unto even your wisdom. If you have wisdom, there's something about whatever you've done to get that wisdom. It causes you to keep getting more wisdom. Fools congregate around foolish stuff. So you find the folk who don't have wisdom, they're in the same places. And they're not getting any more wisdom. If they are getting anything, it's stuff that's foolish in the eyes of both men and God. So this thing applies to every single area of your life. The final thing he told me is the crops of your field. That's children. How your children doing? Which direction are they going? Real clear. Now, sometimes parents have a hard time objectively analyzing that. But if you stand back and objectively analyze it, you might know. One good way to tell it, just tell your grades or just look at that bank account. It'll tell you. That'll tell you real clear. The crops of your field, that's your money. That's what Jesus was talking about with the talent. That's real clear to tell. Which way your money going? All you got to do is look in your bank account. And if you're earning the same thing you earned 10 years ago, you've gone downhill because inflations have gone up. Prices are higher. So if you're standing still, you can't stand still with virtually anything in life. So first thing you have to do is really analyze the place where you are. Are you? In each one of these 5 areas, your relationship with God, which is going to determine your spirit, your joy, all of it. Are you happier now than you were 10 years ago? I am. I'm happier now than I was a teenager. I'm happier than all my children, I believe, because they got issues. Now, they don't have big issues, but they have teenage issues. I don't have any self-esteem issues. I don't have to prove anything. I got my good woman. I ain't got no woman issues, you know, other than my sweetheart. That's just real small. So I don't have any woman issues. I don't have any self-esteem issues. I don't have to prove anything. So sometimes there's a certain point. My joy action, that's why God told me, he said, the second half of your life will be better than the first. Not that I'm in that much better condition. My mind and my mentality is so much different. So my joy is greater. So when you serve God, your joy changes. When you're in correct fellowship, in relationship, it changes. When you're taking care of your body, it changes some things. When you're getting more wisdom, it changes some things. And when you're taking care of your earthly resources, it changes things. In all of those five areas, which direction are you moving? Where are you? And the direction in which you are moving will tell you on whether you're one of them haves or have not. If it's not getting greater, that area is in the have not. And sometimes we don't want to face those realities of life. But if you want to switch directions, the first thing you've got to do is take an accurate analysis of the place where you are. And next week, we're going to deal with the plan. And if you've taken a look at some of those five areas, and you've told yourself, this is not where I want to be, and I'm not heading in the right direction, then you need a plan. How do you move from the have-nots to the have? It does not happen automatically. It's not going to happen by you just declaring. It's not going to happen osmotically. You've got to have a plan to how am I going to change my circumstance if I want it changed. Some folk don't want it changed. Some folk are just happy with the have-nots. And if that's the case, that's fine. But if you don't want to be that, you need to be here next week as we talk about the plan. But I want you to go back and I want you to actually honestly analyze. Where are you? Where is the place where you are right now? And out of those five areas, or if you have some different areas, which of those areas do I need to change directions and I need to get something different than what I've got? The principle, the place, the plan. God wants us to have more abundance. Thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word. You can go to brothersoftheword.com, listen to this entire series called More Abundance, absolutely free of charge. If you let in your heart you'd like to contribute to this ministry, just go to iwanttogive.com. Thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was part two of the series titled, More Abundance, by Nathaniel Bronner. This message is number 5745. That's 5745. To listen to over 1,000 free messages, or to send this message number 5745 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you, and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because brother, you need the word.
From Brothers of the Word.